Hello, Podlers. So today on The Breakfast Show, it was Cash for Kids Day and we had a very special round of five words, five grand. I can't wait for you to hear it. It's on the way. It starred Ronan Keating and King of the Jungle, Sam Thompson, and it was slightly surreal. Hello, Gov. Do you want half a donkey? How your chimney's looking?
I was the back half of a donkey in the school play.
You were half a donkey?
Yeah. I was the back half of the camel.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All for a good cause. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away some sauce, shall we? Seems like the right thing to do. We've splodged some sauce all over a clip from yesterday's show. If you can identify what's been splodged on, you can take your choice. It's Clough or Fountain of Youth. Now, yesterday, Jay Lawrence got in touch with a voice note. His mum, whose teacher once taught a child, but was the child named Indiana Jones or Bridget Jones? Hoping to get it right on line one is Yolandi. Good morning, Yolandi.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Yolandi is a tax accountant. She enjoys the main station and is currently walking her dog. So I have to ask, Yolandi, how much does your dog weigh?
He weighs around 29 kilos.
He's
a big boy.
Ooh, he is a big boy. Okay, Yolandi, was there a child, a pupil at Jay Lawrence's mum's school called Indiana Jones or Bridget Jones?
I think it was Indiana Jones.
It was, inexplicably, yeah. Indiana Jones. Apparently, also, Indiana Jones's brother was called Harrison, and that is not a lie.
Oh, my God.
Jay had another follow-up to his follow-up to his follow-up.
That's
so
thank you for
that.
That's amazing.
That is amazing, is it?
Amazing.
So, listen, Yolandi, there's one big question remaining. You've won a sauce, but which one do you want? Do you want Clough or Fountain of Youth? Just tear the plaster off. Just get it over with. Just do it.
I would like Fountain of Youth.
Yes, Yolandi. Well done. We'll send you a bottle of sauce. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you again real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is time to get socially armed with Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt, we're talking the comings and goings across social media. What have you got for us this morning?
I've got two mind-blowing musical facts for you this morning.
Two?
This is today years old material.
Wow.
The first from comedian and musician Josh Weller. Here it is.
I just found out that the guy who wrote this also wrote this.
Would you go to bed with me?
Amazing. David Lowe is his name. He wrote the BBC theme music, which is massive.
Which is a banger.
I mean, he must get so much PRS from that. And then he was also in the band Touch and Go with their hit single Would You, which made the top three in 1998.
I'm so pleased I never mixed the two up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops, we pressed the wrong button.
Did he write it originally as a standalone song and took it to his bandmates and they were like, I think this would be a really good jingle for the news.
Yeah.
I think you should sell this to the BBC.
He's got gravitas, he's got tension.
Yeah. I'm not quite right for the B-side to Would You? But I think, yeah, someone will pick it up, I'm sure. And he's a jingle maker.
Okay, that's today's old material.
It's already an impressive fact.
You set it up and you've delivered there.
The second is a Matt Berry fact, of course.
Okay.
The voice of Absolute Radio.
Darling, international
superstar actor. He did some kind of video call with some US fans. This is a fact that I wasn't aware of until yesterday. I was yesterday years old. Right? I was not aware of his.
He was minus one day.
His involvement on Strictly Come Dancing and the music for that. Also Dancing with the Stars in America. So here he is explaining his involvement.
Are you aware of a show called Dancing with the Stars? So, Dancing with the Stars, the theme goes ba ba da dum 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 da dum da dum. Hey! And there's a guitar line that's playing underneath it. I'm playing the guitar line, and it's me that goes, hey!
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
True facts.
Okay.
That's awesome. Now that's a good one. And do you get a little bit of money every time that we hear that?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. He must have been.
He gets enough money bad mouthing me during the little events on this station.
He doesn't need any more, does he? Surely. I'll share both those mind blowing facts.
Really good.
You'll be talking about them later on. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
All week on The Breakfast Show, thanks to Disney Cruise Line, we're giving you a chance to win the sailing adventure of a lifetime on the Disney Fantasy. This is for you and the ones you love the most. Now, the Disney Fantasy is coming to you for the very first time. It's setting sail from Southampton next summer. And our final competitor of the week joins us on the line right now, and it's Larissa. Good morning, Larissa.
Good morning and good morning, team.
Hello, Larissa. Welcome along to the show. So it's fair to say you are a big Disney fan.
Yes, just a little bit.
Of all, let's start with the names of your dogs, shall we? What are your dogs called?
So my dogs are called Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
Okay, and all together now, team. How much do your dogs weigh?
So Buzz is 7.8 kilos and Woody is 7.5 kilos.
Thank you very much. We have to work on that when we're doing it in the plural. That's the thing I've noticed. You were fine.
I did just say how much does your dog weigh twice?
Okay, that's good. Let's settle on that one. So we've got the dogs. So you've got Buzz Lightyear and you've got Woody. Now let's talk about your skin, shall we, Larissa? Tell us about your skin.
Well, I am covered just a bit. No, I would say a lot. I'm covered in Disney tattoos. I've got all of the Pixar crew. I've got Little Mermaid. I've got the Disney castle. I've got Tinkerbell. I've got Alice in Wonderland. You name it. I kind of just covered my legs in the Disney fandom since I was little. So, yes, I've got, just to say a few, but my dad's got a lot of tattoos, so I was allowed to get away with it.
Right, okay. So did he have Disney tattoos as well?
He's got Disney.
Okay, yeah. So have you got any matching ones? Have you both got Alice in Wonderland? Or
no, we've got Lion King, because for my nephew.
His name, Laif,
means lion, so we've both got Simba from The Lion King.
For Laif, your nephew, okay. Yeah. Which was your first Disney tattoo?
Oh, my first one was a Minnie Mouse bow, like on my arm. So, and then a gateway bow.
Bet it was Mickey Mouse's trousers. Yeah. It was all the clothing first.
Then it was the big hands. It was just it's a tale as old as time, isn't it? Okay, Larissa, you are clearly a big fan, so you are well placed to tackle the 5 Disney themed quiz questions I have in front of me.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Larissa, we are not allowed to react. So we're just going to lock in your answers and your answer to the tiebreak question, which you will be asked off air. Are you ready to play? Seems that you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go. The first question, how many Toy Story movies are there, Larissa? 4 or 2?
4.
What do you know about it, eh? Question 2. What did Aladdin steal from the marketplace? Was it A, a loaf of bread, or B, a magic carpet?
It's A loaf of bread.
Question 3. What did Cinderella drop on her way out of the ball? Was it A pearl earring, or B, a glass slipper?
B, a glass slipper.
Question 4. Which character can be found on the Disney Fantasy's stern? Is it Dumbo or Goofy?
Dumbo.
Question 5. What was Snow White poisoned with? An apple or a pineapple?
It's a poison apple.
And they are your 5 questions, Larissa. Well done. We could be speaking to you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
I know, it's like that, isn't it? We didn't react at all. No reaction. Larissa, have a great day ahead. Thank you for tuning into the show on the main station. As I say, we could be speaking with you again tomorrow morning. That was all thanks to Disney Cruise Line, a world of fairy tales, family, fun and fine dining.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 5 words.
5 grand. Absolute Radio with Wix.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Do you know what sounds
like
awful?
Judge Judy or something?
What have I done? Sounds like my mum.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, that I sound like your mum. No, that jingle you just played sounded like my mum.
Maybe it is. Maybe she's doing jingles now.
Oh, I panicked then. I was like, how have you got mum on it? I've got one saying, tidy your room, Sammy, if you want me to play it. We have a very special round of 5 words, 5 grand in aid of Cash for Kids Day. You may have figured it out. We have two very special guests. One is pop music royalty, the host of the Magic Breakfast Show. It's Ronan Keating, everybody. Ah, hey, Ronan.
Thanks, pal. Good to see you.
Man, thanks for doing this.
No, I'm delighted.
We
great
are
to
thrilled.
Be here. And I brought my son along because I thought he could join me.
The other person who claims the 5 words, 5 grand production sounds like his own mother is the current king of the jungle and hits radio evening show extraordinaire. It's Sam Thompson, everyone! Yes, Sam!
This is an honour. This is an absolute honour.
It's an honour, it's an
And
honour.
Do you know what Ronan says? I brought my son here. I now look older than you. I don't know how you do it. You
everyone
look unbelievable, mate.
Get out of town.
You look
Stop.
Unbelievable.
I've done a Magic Breakfast for nearly 7 years now. I looked 21 when I started. Breakfast radio ages you. Dave Berry knows. Trust me.
I'm 19
he
years
is,
old.
He's only 19.
I'll tell you what, boys, this is a real honour to be here, I've got to say. So thank you for having me.
Great to have you, man.
Sam, it's great for you to be here. Ronan, the same true of you.
Thanks for having me.
What we have here is, as I say, a very special edition of 5 Words, 5 Grand, because our good friends with BWE, which of course is Big Wix Energy, have stepped up, jumped on board, and are willing to give £5,000 to Cash for Kids Day as you attempt to match 5 words with one another. So here's how it works.
God, okay.
Shortly, Sam, I'm going to ask you to leave the studio.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the gameplay.
You just annoyed me.
Just had enough.
It's just you've been here for 10 minutes now. And no, not at all. I'm going to ask you to leave the studio. And whilst you're out there, Ronan, I'm going to give you 5 words. All and right. You need to say the first word that comes to mind. You can use a method like a follow-on, a direct opposite. Or, of course, the first word you think is going to come to Sam's mind.
Okay.
Because then we will happily...
I didn't even know what's going on in my mind.
Now.
Yeah.
We're going to see all the demons laid bare. We're going to invite Sam back into the studio. I will give Sam the same 5 words. For every word you match with Ronan, we are going to give £1,000 to Cash for Kids
lovely,
Day.
Lovely.
The maximum is, of course, £5,000.
Don't cock it up, Sam.
Yeah, I know, I'm terrified.
It's charity, man.
You can't. It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. Don't you ruin this.
So,
for those kids.
With that inspiring pep talk ringing in your ears, if you could kindly leave the studio, Sam.
Terrified.
We'll see you in a bit, man.
Okay, good luck.
In a bit.
Come on,
there he goes.
Oh, wait for the door to close. Right then.
Right, Sam has now left the studio. Ronan, I'm going to play a song and then you'll be getting your 5 words. It's happening next.
5 words, 5 grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio with Wix.
Yes, this is 5 words, 5 grand, but as it is Cash for Kids Day, we're playing a very special round of our favourite game with Ronan Keating and Sam Thompson to raise money for Cash for Kids. Now, Sam has left the room. Okay, Ronan?
Yeah.
It's time to play. And your first word this morning is... King.
Arthur. He'll say queen, though. What have I done? Anyway.
Well, you might be a big fan of mythology.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Boy.
Girl.
Not zone. Not boy zone.
No.
Okay.
You wanted me to say that. No, he's going to say that, isn't he?
No,
I'm trying to think what Sam would say.
Just
right?
Just checking out there.
I made a mistake on the first one. I was thinking, what would Sam say now? I've got not what I would
You've
say.
You've nobbled yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this is good. Two good words so far. Up next is the word magic.
Breakfast.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah.
You say every weekday morning from 6.
Oh, the only breakfast show you want.
It is a good one, to be fair.
I heard this isn't bad as well.
Bless you.
Uh-huh, thanks.
Reality.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
It's one word, you can only have one word. Yeah.
That's bad. I'm here.
Or is that, are you asking me to let you go? Because it's so stressful. Dave, I am a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Well, TV.
Reality TV is a great word. Well done. And finally.
I'm in Sam's head. Probably a little too much right now. Go on. Yeah.
My buff companion, the word is gym.
Bunny?
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Ronan. I think how the first one.
Yeah,
those?
I think four. I think we'll get four.
You think you get four?
Messed up the first one. Should have went for
I
Queen.
Don't know if you. Yeah, you're right. The exact opposite. I see why you're thinking, but and it could have nobbled you, but you stayed calm. And boy, girl was a very good opposite.
Okay.
Yeah, nicely handled.
All right.
Stay right there. Sam Thompson, King of the Jungle, is playing Five Words, Five Grand, and it's happening next.
Five Words, Five Grand with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. Five grand.
Absolute Radio. With Wix.
So, Sam Thompson. It was the only way we could get Sam to take part in today is if his mum did the voiceover. Ronan Keating has given us five words. It's a good set of words. Sam Thompson is now back in the studio. Our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix have said they are going to give £5,000 to Cash for Kids Day, £1,000 for every word matched.
Hands are clammy.
Is that an M&M lyric?
No.
Palms tight.
Palms are sweaty.
Mum's spaghetti.
Mum's spaghetti. She made a few quid.
She's so alright.
Is there nothing she can't do? Voiceover work, Italian cooking.
Karen Thompson has featured so much in this. She's going to die that I'm here as well. When I go home, I'll be like, Mum, I was in front of Keith. She's going to be like, are you joking?
Good morning, by the way, Karen.
Morning, Karen.
Hello, okay. Hello, Mum.
Here we go. Sam, it's almost time for you to hear your words.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five grand.
Absolute Radio with Wix.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We are in the middle of a very special game of Five Words, Five Grand for Cash for Kids Day. Ronan Keating is here and he has given us his five words. Sam Thompson is now back in the studio and will give us his five words shortly. For every word that matches Ronan's, our friends at Wix are going to donate £1,000 to Cash for Kids. It's time to find out how much money we're going to raise. Sam.
Oh, God.
The first word this morning was king.
The problem is I'm now, I'm trying to think about what you've said that you think that I've said.
Yeah.
Donkey.
Donkey. Donkey King.
I have no idea. I feel like Donkey Kong was going. I don't know why. I feel like Shrek came to my head for a reason. I don't know why Shrek was there.
Uh-oh.
This is going to go terribly.
Okay. Just go, think simpler, I
Wix
guess.
Have just
Queen.
Texted me.
Queen.
Yeah. Wix have just texted me. They've pulled out. They pulled out of the whole thing.
Right.
But Queen.
I'll throw in that £1,000.
Right, really?
For that wrong answer, yeah, I'll cover that £1,000.
Wow.
No, yeah,
you
yeah.
Are you
I've
sure?
Got it. I got it. Yeah, I feel terrible. That's done.
Well, that was me. It was my mistake.
Yeah, no. God help you. Just think simple.
Well, what a lovely, generous king. Act for a start.
At least I can do.
And secondly, how many more of his mistakes is he going to have to pay to make go
please,
away?
Please don't do any more.
Okay, wait.
King Arthur was what Ronan said.
I mean, who does that?
Might as well be
what
donkey.
A moral. Absolutely. Anyway.
So embarrassed by that answer, Ronan. He's given £1,000 of his own money to Cash for Kids Day. And Sam said donkey, and he's not offered a penny.
I was going
to
say, it sounds like it matched anything.
At least 500 quid, pal.
This has gone terribly.
Okay, no, there's plenty more, guys. There's plenty more.
I'm going to have to match it.
Right, okay,
here we go.
Think simple.
Okay.
This next one.
Boy. Don't try.
No.
Boy.
Girl.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Oh!
lovely stuff.
My throat started closing up there for a second.
Okay. Oh, nice boy, move. Girl, that's £1,000.
Yes,
added
thank
to the
God
£1,000
for that.
Of Rolex.
You know, I'll put some money to that.
Okay. we'll find out what sum of money after when we're off air. And do you know what? As we're all, so will I.
We don't know what yet.
Why not? Oh. Ronan is a man who puts his money where his mouth is, literally. We're vague.
Ronan's had smash hits, mate.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true.
Stop. I'm scraping barrels over here.
Get out of it.
I'm having the best time.
So are we all. So are we all.
Loving
Sam.
It. Loving it. All right.
Okay, the next word was magic.
Magic. Magic.
You wouldn't be up early enough to know anyway, though, would he?
Well,
breakfast.
Yes! Yes! Do you know what?
What?
How did that happen?
You wouldn't be up early enough to know.
Yeah.
I went FM.
Yeah. Close, but no.
You gave me such a big shake of the head on F. I went, oh no.
No, I didn't. I did not do anything.
It's for the kids, so I'm going to let that slide. But just so you know out there, if we were playing this for real, you'd be null and void.
Really?
That's excellent work.
You're harsh.
You were mouthing eating out of a bowl with a spoon,
Sam. No, I was just saying
Sam.
I was hungry. I've been up since 5.
Okay.
That's a really good breakfast sort of thing. About how else do you say breakfast?
Yeah. The penultimate word is...
Which is the word before the last word.
Yeah.
I learned that today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, every day's a school day.
There you go. Shut up.
How timely. I should use it now.
I didn't get to go to school earlier on in life. So, you know, to do it now is good.
Yeah.
Is that because you were a star from a young age?
Yeah. 100% he was.
I was 16 when I started in the band.
My God.
See, what we're learning here, kids, and this is for the kids, is Ronan didn't
stay
go to school and he just chucked a grand on the table.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Stay in school, kids.
16, you must be the coolest kid who was just leaving school.
No, man. I was in a boy band. It wasn't cool. I wasn't in Oasis.
Very
imagine
cool.
The things they said to me.
No. Reality. That's the penultimate word. It's reality.
Reality.
I mean, what follows reality? What do we know as, you know?
Reality. Television.
I'll take it. It's reality TV, but I will definitely
I'm not that harsh.
Reality TV stands.
I said TV. Well done.
I think we've got a real sync in our brains because he didn't even do anything there. He just looked at me with his eyes and I went, yeah, this is right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you are kind of right, Sam, although I can't forget Arthur Donkey. So that's my issue with...
We were just getting in sync at that
King
point.
Donkey.
King
Donkey. Yeah.
Arthur Donkey was my geography teacher.
Arthur Donkey as a geography teacher?
Yeah. With my accent as well, it sounds like I'm saying half a donkey, doesn't it? Hello, Gov, do you want half a donkey?
How your Jimmy's looking?
I was the back half of a donkey in the school play.
You were half a donkey?
Yeah. I was the back half of the camel.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This I'm is why you guys are singing right.
No.
I know.
Hot
I know.
Back there, innit?
Okay. Okay. Smelly and hot.
Yeah.
Hot smelly and hot.
Well, it's 3 words out of 5 so far, with 1 more to go. But thanks to Ronan's generosity, we're at £4,000 for Cash for Kids. Will we make it £5,000 with the last word? Gentlemen, we're going to find out next.
5 words, £5,000 with Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio with Wix.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now we are in the middle of a very special round of 5 words, £5,000, all in aid of Cash for Kids Day. And after a shaky, slightly surreal start, Ronan Keating and Sam Thompson have raised £4,000 for our charity. And now it is time to find out if their final word will be matched, and we will raise the full £5,000. Sam, your final word is gym. G-Y-M, gym.
Bunny.
Yeah! Yes, gentlemen!
elation.
I can't believe it. And I think I just bit his shoulder when he jumped on me.
I think I just knocked out Ronan's teeth.
Yeah, no.
I just shot him in the mouth.
I am dangerous. Yes.
It was a thing of beauty, gentlemen.
Beautiful.
Champions League winning.
All the way. You know, we started in the depths of despair. It was dark with a donkey. And we finished on a high. Beautiful thing.
A round of applause.
Well done, Sam Thompson. Well done.
Well done. Now, Wicks had said to me, whatever happened, they were going to give the full £5,000 to Cash for Kids Day.
Obviously,
they
let me off the hook. No. I will still. Money where my mouth is. £6,000.
£6,000. Nice. Which is, honestly, all jokes aside, such a generous and kind gesture.
That's
amazing for
Cash
the charity.
Cash for Kids is so important.
We should put something in. We're going to have to.
Well, you definitely should, Sam. You definitely.
you were here, Sam. That's enough.
Ronan, I can't tell you what a pleasure it's been to have you on the breakfast show. I mean, what an amazing guy for coming on and doing that. Sam Thompson, I've not had the pleasure of meeting you before. Within the industry, I've only heard amazing things about you. You've lived up to that, man. Thank you for being an absolute superstar. That was Five Words, £5,000. You can make a donation to help young people right now on the website, absoluteradio.co.uk. Ronan and Sam,
everyone.
That was
so fun.
Well done, lads.
Great fun. And ditto, by the way. You're legends in the game, so I really... Duh. The fact that I'm in the same building as you is pretty awesome. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
And we finish with Sam's mum.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning, the warmest of welcomes to the Breakfast Show, where it is time for Matt Dyson and his social ammunition.
Extra.
So what's the tidbit today, Matt?
We've got a lovely video from Eden Jones. He's one of these actor comedy types. You'll have seen them all over Instagram and TikTok.
I'm a big fan.
He's done an excellent new one about the awkward small talk you have at a wedding buffet. It is so accurate.
It's nice.
That's the best bit, isn't it? Queuing up, feeding time. I don't even know the bride or groom. No, from work. Oh, wow. Yeah, looks good, doesn't it? Oh, I don't know, actually. They look like bread slices. Yeah, slices of bread. A bit of salad and a bit of rice. Ooh, ham. Yum. I don't know, actually. That's the cheddar, so that must be the... blue cheese. Yeah, it just says underneath. Yeah, I'm good. I was made redundant in March. But the mayonnaise, yeah.
Amazing. The awkward way of just chatting about nonsense while pointing at foodstuffs. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it from the Thursday Cash for Kids morning edition of The Breakfast Show. And what a hectic, frantic, but ultimately rewarding show it has been. Thank you once again to Ronan Keating and Sam Thompson for being fantastic in taking part in Five Words, £5,000 for our charity, Cash for Kids. If you missed any of it, well, it was everything I just described. You can listen to the whole thing again in the daily podcast, which, Matt, despite there being options like a gateway bow, Arthur Donkey, he gets enough money bad-mouthing me on this station.
Yeah.
If it's okay with you, I'd like to name the podcast Ronan Keating Nibbling Sam Thompson Shoulder.
Yes, I think it has to be. No one expected Keating to go all Luis Suarez on us this morning, so it should be saved for posterity.
So that is the name of the daily podcast, available wherever you get your pods from. So, Cash for Kids Day continues next with Leona Graham and the Tea Break Trivia. Plus, you can continue to donate and win big money yourself on £1 million Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £175,000. More details on the way. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So, as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.